A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
I like Maurice Hunter.
I will destroy them all.
Yes, hello, residents of the 8th floor. Hey, you get it? Welcome back to another episode of The Coordinates. And yes, can you believe it? It's me. It's Bill. Yes. I know, I was all excited to hear Tyler, who actually watches way more anime than me and knows way more about things than I do. But no, unfortunately, you guys are stuck with moi. So, you know, Tyler's had a lot of things going on in his life recently with his son not being very well and stuff. Now, although his son's a lot better, you know, his life's still a bit in chaos. He had to work in the office all last week, so he wasn't able to actually record an episode. He's also doing a huge project at home where he's kind of redecorating huge sections of the house. So, his missus is keeping him busy. And unfortunately, that meant this week, every time he tried to sit down and record, he got interrupted by his son. and, you know, I'm a dad. I know that feeling. Literally, my wife has just left the house with my 2-year-old child to go somewhere. And I've been like, I'm going to quickly record an episode. I've just whacked my machine out, got my mic out. And here I am for you guys. I'm here to talk to you about more Chainsaw Man. Yes, we all bloody love Chainsaw Man at the moment. Can you believe it? This is Attack on Titan, The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan, Chainsaw Man, massacring podcast of everything silliness. But yes. And did you guys like this week's episode? Kill Denji? I bloody loved it. So yeah, our gang of a rather misfit gang of entrepreneurial demon hunters are stuck on the 8th floor of a building. There is no way out at all. And good old Eye Patch Girl, she decides to run downstairs. And she comes up from above. And the girl who's just absolutely fretting all over everything is just terrified and poking her fingers up and down. I should really learn who these people are, shouldn't I? That would make way more sense as a host of a podcast about Chainsaw Man. Yes, back in the room like I never left. So, it's Kenobi. Yes, Obi-Wan Kenobi is the timid girl who's scared, terrified of everything. And then the eye patch girl is Himeno. Yeah, Himeno? Is that good enough? Is that good enough, you people? Yeah, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to be better at myself. Not very good at it, but I'm trying. So, yeah, they're stuck in this shitty 8th floor building of this apartment thing. And then Aki, who I think I was calling him JJ, wasn't I? he's the guy with the sword on his back, whose brother was eaten or killed by the gun devil, I believe. You know, still a lot of mysterious stuff going on with the gun devil. He decides that he's going to go through one of the rooms, climbs out the window on the other side, which then goes into another room, comes through the door, and he comes out the back side door where he was. Again, scaring the absolute shit out of Kenobi. Kenobi here is having an absolute mental breakdown. So there's just no way off of this 8th floor. And then even when we have the opening credits, which, by the way, me and Tyler, we spoke about this on Discord, that song is like stuck in our heads. You know, I'm walking back from dropping my girls off of school going, you know, I'm just humming that tune in my head. I just absolutely bloody love it. That doesn't happen often to me, people. Like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, there are some very, very iconic anime theme tunes out there, like the Dragon Ball ones. You know, the Dragon Ball Z one, I did hum that a lot. I watched a ton of Dragon Ball Z. You know, Evangelicon, that's an iconic one. Don't really hum it a lot. You know, even the Attack on Titan ones, we've had like 4 or 5 of them. You know, the first one, you know, I can't do it, but but I quite often get that song in my head as I'm walking along. Chainsaw Man is now up in that epsilon of greatness where it's just like, yeah, yeah, I like this song. I'll happily hear the songs. I'll happily sing and hum this song as I go along through my daily life. It is a glorious thing. absolutely glorious thing. And I really wish I could do that thing where, you know, during the opening sequence where I don't know what film it's from, but Kenji and Power are like, do that thing where they tap each other's feet next to each other. I wish I could do that. You know, I know that was a trend like 10 years ago or whatever it was, but I never learned it. You know, and now that I'm kind of older, I'm just like, oh, I wish I could do that with my mates. That'd be really fucking cool. But yeah, anyway, back to our what do they call it? Back to our scheduled programming. Denji just decides to have a bit of a sleep. You know, they've tried to go through the ceiling, they've tried to go for the floor, nothing works. They always end up in the same place. Back on the eighth floor of the of the building, you know. I don't know what the building's called, you know. Random Japanese building, yeah. The Complex 8. Eighth floor of the eighth building. Yeah, that train of thought is going nowhere. Ignore it. It's not funny. It's not fucking... Don't you laugh. No. No. Stop. I see you, Dave. Stop laughing. It's not funny. I'm not a funny person. Right, yeah, stop. Good. Right, okay. So they're kind of fretting out over what they're going to do, you know, and they're like, what if the other devil hunters show up? And then Aki, good old JJ, he points out the fact that the actual clocks are all stuck too. They've all been on the exact same time for a while now. And, yeah, Kenobi's like absolutely terrified that she's going to die. Hirokazu... Hey, check me out. I think that almost sounded right. Hirokazu is being like, no, you're not going to die. Don't think like that. She's like, but I'm going to fucking die. And Power's like, yep, you're fucking screwed. Power is such a wiener. She starts laughing her ass off. Just be like, hey, this is so funny. And Hirokazu is just like, what? You're a devil. Devils love fear. That's Himeno. Himeno, eye patch girl. Eye patch lady, you know, Captain Hook. She comes over and she's like, come on, come on. These demons, they feed on fear. We've got to try not to be scared. She tries to comfort her, but she just breaks down in tears. And yeah, bloody Denji has a bloody nap. He has a power nap. They've gathered all their food together for their supplies to see how long they can last out while they try and figure things out. And then weirdly enough, some time passes. You know, Kenobi Hirokazu are having a nap now while everyone else is weirdly watching them from the other window. and then Himeno is actually smoking. And then we have a little flashback to when I think she was smoking, having a chat with Aki, and then talking about how, you know, devil hunters don't have a very long life. I really like this episode, by the way. There's a lot of good relationship building between the devil hunters. So she's like, you know, my life's probably going to be quite a short lifespan, so I might as well just start smoking now. And he's like, oh, but that's so bad for you. You're going to die young anyway. And then we see another scene in the streets where Himeno gets slapped in the face by some random woman. He's like, what happened there? She's like, her ex-partner was my partner and he died on the job, so she slapped him. And he goes off and he sticks chewing gum to her back. He's like, hey, it's not your fault that her partner died. Now, she was a dick for slapping you. And now she's going to be a dick walking around with some gum stuck to her back. She's like, oh, I like you. I like you, AJ. You're great. I mean, Aki. So I'm going to try and use their real names. AJ, Eye Patch Girl. They're having a good relationship. So they go out to have a little dinner together. And she talks about smoking and then convinces him to have one cigarette. And he's just like, nah, come on, it's bad for my bones. He's like, no, you're going to have this fucking cigarette. He's like, okay, this is going to be the first and only cigarette I ever smoke. And then it stops there. He walks into the room while she's smoking. He goes, hey, Himeno, can't you spare facts? I'm dying for a cigarette. Just like, I smoked for like the best part of 10 years, okay? A terrible, terrible habit. But also, oh my God, I loved smoking. Oh, smoking. Right, having a cigarette and a coffee is one of life's great, great pleasures, okay? Both of which terrible for you. about 11 years ago now, actually, I quit smoking for good at last, and best thing I ever did. But, oh man, I missed it. I'm not one of those people who's like, no, I don't miss it. Hate smoking. Smoking's a terrible thing. Smoking, like, sorry, people wouldn't get addicted and wouldn't love smoking if it wasn't great, you know? It feels great having a cigarette. Lovely thing. It gets the old endorphins going. It's the old nicotine cells in the head. But terrible, terrible for your chest and your lungs and your body in general. So just don't do it. You know, I'm not going to advocate smoking, but, you know, people wouldn't do things if they weren't fun. Coffee's bad for you too. I've had to give up coffee recently. I found it kept irritating my skin after a while. I was drinking so much of it. So I've completely cut off coffee as well, and that's within the last month. And you wouldn't believe it, considering how much energy I put into these episodes, would you people? yeah. Anyway, where was we? Oh yeah, big fucking horrible Dave face demon thing. Looks like it's come out straight out of Akira's arsehole. Comes piling out of the... not Akira's arsehole. Comes piling out of Tetsuo's arsehole, you know. I'm sure if people have actually watched Akira, they'll be like, that wasn't Akira, it was Tetsuo. So yeah, it was Tetsuo's arsehole, you know what I mean. For those of you who haven't watched Akira and don't know who Akira and Tetsuo is, and yet you're kind of listening to an anime podcast, or general anime podcast, mainly, you know, mostly Attack on Titan, like, what the hell are you guys doing here, man? Go watch Akira! It's a fucking classic, it was made in the 80s. It was the first film to use CGI, and the little Lego blocks coming down and other things, and like the trail lights and the things. But yeah, it was a technical marvel. It's a bonkers storyline, and it is absolutely fantastic. But you need to watch it. You're getting weird, gross monsters like this at the end of it. But yeah, anyway, this thing comes out. Aki. Is it Aki? Yeah, sorry. AJ, aka Aki. Well, that's a mouthful. He tries to use the fox demon on it, but it doesn't really work. So he thinks, like, oh, the fox season... demon can't come here. But obviously, the other girl's got this ghost demon arm thing with her at all time, and his splat's part of this middle monster, and his thing takes up the whole hallway, and he's really pissed off and comes flying towards them. And it starts telling them, I have no weakness on the 8th floor. There is no way you can survive this place apart from accepting my offer. And his offer is that he wants them to kill and feed him Denji. That's all he wants. And then he'll let them go. And Denji's like, well... do you really think he's just going to let you go? And she's like, nah. Himeno. Himeno's kind of very much in charge of this situation. She seems to be the highest ranking devil hunter. And she's like, we're not going to leave you to kill Denji or anything like that. But meanwhile, Obi-Wan Kenobi in the background and Hirokazu are a bit like, what? We should probably kill Denji to get out of here. This is terrifying. And it's just like, you know, he's saying, like, you know, we're devil hunters. We're allowed to make contracts with devils. It's like, if the devil wants Denji's death, it means it would benefit from it. Good old AJ. He's full of wisdom. So AJ's not going to let them do it. And then, to make things worse, Power eats all of the food, which just sends Kenobi over the edge. So he starts to attack Power with a knife, blaming everything on her. And Hirokazu's like, she's a blood fiend. If you spill blood in this place, we're all fucked. She's gonna go fucking Sparko. And she's like, you're a spy for the devil. It's like, oh, he's spicy. Power just constantly just sitting here winding her up, and I absolutely love it.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, then she attacks Power, but Hirokazu gets in the way. And then they're all screaming and everything, and this triggers the big, horrible blob demon thing with face, hands, and eyes. And it starts chasing after AJ, Denji, and eye patch girl down the hot corridor until it gets to the point where Power and everyone is, and then the floor starts to rise upwards. So it's changing the physical dimensions of the floor. And... yeah, Kenobi is just absolutely fucking lost her mind here. She's gone Spargo crazy. And the demon thing's chasing after her, goes, I want to be the one to kill the chainsaw. And then it says, I'm the Eternity Devil. And then we see this kind of like the Eternity symbol, you know, like almost like the two snakes eating, the snake eating its own tail type of infinity symbol. That sort of thing, but it's got weird eyes all over it. And yeah, the whole building starts to move upwards onto its side, so it's vertical. And then they're all sitting in this room, in this hallway, and the devil starts opening up these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mouths saying, give me Denji's heart. Somebody kill Denji. Kenobi is just absolutely still lost it. She's still holding his gigantic knife. She decides that she's going to run round to the other side and kill Denji. In the meantime, Aki has decided he's going to use his sword. Now, we've kind of missed over some of this, but he's mentioned using his sword before. And Himeno says, no, you can't. She's just like, absolutely no way you can use that sword. He's got some sort of contract. There's something magical about this sword and very powerful. And we don't know what it is. And obviously the cost is so much that Himeno will not let Aki use it. So she actually wraps him around with her special ghost arm ability to hold him still. And then Kazu, I'm going to call him Kazu. Kazu dives on top of Denji, and then Kenobi comes in to stab Denji, and using all of his strength, Aki maneuvers, despite having the ghost thing around him, to protect Denji, and gets stabbed in the side of the chest by Kenobi. And then blood's dripping on the floor, everywhere. The Eternity Demon is going absolutely crazy, and it's just like, yeah. Aki's just like, Denji may be a bit of a piece of a shit, but he also wants the gun devil dead, you know, to sleep with their boss. And he's just like, I can't kill it by myself. To do that, I need devil hunters with the guts to fight it. And she's like, yeah, Aki! Yes, boy! He's fucking got the fucking bit between his teeth for this gun demon. And so he wants to protect Denji in order to help him doing it. So he's like, I'm not letting Denji die. So anyway, yeah, Aki, poor old Aki's bleeding out. And then Denji shouts out of power and says, you're a blood demon, aren't you? Can't you stop it from happening? She's like, I suppose. She's like, I could help him. Because she can control blood. So she tries to stop him from bleeding out. And her excuse is, no, if he dies, she's going to need to find a new cook. So she wants to keep him alive. And then finally, Himeno kind of loses her cool. And she's like, what are we going to do now? Also, Kenobi is still freaking out in the background going, it's not my fault. It's your fault, Denji. If you just let it eat you, this would all be over. At which point, Denji's just like, yeah, fuck it. I'll let it get me. It's like, what? I'll give it its snack time. And the other two are like, oh, thank goodness. But he says, as he's about to depart, I'm not going to go down smooth. And if I manage to kill this fucking devil, he says this to Himeno, if I go down and I kill this devil, I expect to get that kiss from you. he's just like, they ask who's got a plan. He's like, nope, it's going to hurt real bad and I'm going to get my chainsaws out. And again, someone here says, chainsaws? With a question mark over it. They haven't seen him transform into Chainsaw Man yet. And so he says, like, even though the devil claimed earlier that it couldn't die and it was in control in this place, he remembers it crying out in pain. So he figures if he tears it up enough and puts it in enough pain, it will just want to kill itself. And everyone's just looking at him just like, And Power's like, that's a devilish plan, man. You've got the devil inside you. Yeah, and he's pissed off at Aki. He's like, no one asked you to do this for me, you asshole. And then he pulls his chainsaw, jumps out, falls down the hallway into the mouth. And we get one of those really cool sort of cinematic scenes where we see like tons and tons of mouth closing around him before we see the Infinity Demon eye come up close. Then the episode ends. Great out credits, by the way. It's kind of all based on that paint, that really famous painting where you've got all the stairs going up and down to sort of indicate how trapped everyone feels in here. And of course Himeno's smoking all over the place. Oh god, I miss smoking. But yeah, really cool outro. I think rating it on the other outros, not one of the better ones, but still fucking pretty solid outro. I just love the fact that they put a different outro in every episode. And I hope they keep that up. It's a really nice touch. I kind of actually look forward to seeing it at the end. But yeah, I'm not going to go into too much more depth because I didn't have much time to start this anyway. So, guys, thank you very much for all your love and support for The Coordinate, okay? Me and Tyler, we probably wouldn't talk about anime as much with each other if it wasn't for you guys. And it's a great thing because there are great shows out there like Chainsaw Man, you know. I'm still trying to get my shit together so that I can record an episode on Vinland Saga. And also I really want to do the Mercury Witch, the newest Gundam Wing one. I think this first season's done and it's only like 6 episodes or something. So I want to get through that because the prologue, I mentioned it last time, the prologue on that is absolutely magnifique. Mwah, chef kiss. You know, a prologue of a program of a bunch of characters, it's introducing you to, pulling on your heartstrings and making you feel terrible. Brilliant work, Gundam Wing people. But anyway, yeah, join us for next week for more Denji. And we'll find out what happens when you dive into the mouth of an Eternity Demon. You'll probably get sliced to shit. Anyway, if you want to reach out to us at The Coordinate Pod on on Twitter. If you're still on Twitter. Now, I know Tyler has left Twitter. Now, we're not gonna shut down the coordinate pod thing on Twitter because it obviously is for the show. We don't really have much other social media outlets other than Discord. So you can come join us in the Discord. Links are in the notes below. So please do use those and come join us in the Discord and have a chat with us there if you want to have a chat with us. You can also contact us at coordinatepod@gmail.com if you want to email us. And then, yeah, just rate and review us on any podcasting apps that you may happen to use that have a rating system. We are on Audible, people. Yes. Hey, that's got a really good rating system. But just come check us out wherever you prefer listening to people. It's up to you. I'm not going to tell you how to live your lives. That's your choice. You want to do you? You know, you want to use Stitcher? Who uses Stitcher these days? Apologies to all the people using Stitcher. Stitcher's actually pretty good. Podbean. Oh, I hate Podbean. Yeah, Podbean's rubbish. I used to have a podcast hosted by Podbean, and it was a terrible experience for me. So I'm never going back. But yes, join us next time for more Chainsaw Man goodness, or possibly Vinland Saga, or the other one, if I get round to it. But yeah, hopefully you'll hear from Tyler soon. He's giving much love. You know, he's a busy man. He needs a break. He needs a holiday, people. You know. So anyway, over and out. Love you lots, big time. And remember, if you're jumping into the face of a demon, yeah, I just wouldn't. You know, not unless you got some sort of mystical chainsaws that come out of your face. That'd be really cool. That'd make a good anime. Anyway, think about that.